This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles.
Hello. This is Adrienne Bergen. This is Generation Bold, the fountain of truth. The fountain of truth about the life that you love. And, you know, very frequently I begin my show saying it's the fountain of truth about aging, but this is a lot more today. We have two incredible guests. In the second part of our show, we're actually going to be simulcasting. We're going to simulcast to a local station in Connecticut, New York, and New Jersey. And then all over the country, it's this show, Generation Bold, with Ronald Gelock, who's going to explore some of the new rules that you will be hearing about that has to do with your financial planning. Yes, there's new laws and new regulations for planners to follow. But what should you be looking for as the consumer investor? And we will cover that. But right now we have something that's, in many of its aspects, much more life-changing. We have with us Julia Cameron. She's the author of It's Never Too Late to Begin Again, Discovering Creativity and Meaning at Midlife and Beyond. But you may also know her from her, years and years of claim to fame, and that is The Artist's Way. And she's going to bring to life for us something we talk about all the time, which is life purpose and creativity and why it's so important in the best stage of your life. So thank you so much for being with us today, Julia.
You're very welcome. It's good to be here.
It's wonderful. And I wanted you to enliven the folks with the idea of what the artist's way is before we go into your latest book, It's Never Too Late to Begin Again, because I don't want them to think it means that they need any special talent. But what is the philosophy of the artist's way?
Well, I think that where the book was a breakthrough was that it talked about creativity being something that belonged to everyone instead of just belonging to an elite few. We have a mythology around creativity that says it belongs to an elite few, and I said, we are all creative, and with just a few simple tools, we can become much more creative. So that's what I taught.
And, you know, it was a breakthrough, and the book itself had thousands and thousands of followers. And now we're privileged to take a look and see how that could play out in later years with your latest book, It's Never Too Late to Begin Again. It's written with Emma Lively, and it's written by Julia Cameron, a name you all should know. And, of course, you can find it in your bookstores and also in on Amazon. But before we go further, Julia, do you have a website you'd like to send everybody to?
I do. I'm proud of it. It's juliacameronlive.com, and it talks about some 40 books that I've written at this point, and it talks in depth about the new book, It's Never Too Late to Begin Again. So I hope people will go exploring and get a broader picture of what I'm up to.
And we'll give that again, but I want you all to know that Cameron is spelled C-A-M-E-R-O-N, Julia Cameron. Okay, so you talked about tools. Tell me about the tools.
Well, when I wrote The Artist's Way, I thought, I think there are two basic tools, and they are Morning Pages and Artist Dates. And what Morning Pages are, and these are the tools that I've become known for, Morning Pages are 3 pages of longhand morning writing about absolutely anything. So you wake up in the morning and you tumble out of bed and you go to the page and you write, I'm tired. So you write about absolutely anything. It's as if you have a little whisk broom and you're whisking out the corners of your consciousness. So you say, I didn't like the way Fred talked to me at the office yesterday. I forgot to call my sister back. I didn't remember to buy kitty litter. So it goes topic to topic to topic, and it doesn't appear to have anything to do with creativity, but it in fact does have to do with creativity, because what we're doing is in effect laying down on the page the negative soundtrack that we all go through our days experiencing.
Now, of course, that we know, you know, there's a wonderful book, it's called, and it was written by a fellow who had cancer, and it was for cancer patients, and it went all over the world because it was so correct, and it was, we cannot afford the luxury of a negative thought. And what you're asking us to do, Julia, is to start the day writing them down, but then do we whisk them away to make a better day, or what's the next part of the stage of that?
Well, writing morning pages is a practice in itself. You write them on the page, and then you don't do anything with them. They do something with you. Because what happens, morning pages are like a form of active meditation. And as you put things on the page, you're moved to take actions. So I think that morning pages are a wonderful spark for people, and they write down. Occasionally, you'll have what you might want to call a brilliant idea.
Uh-huh.
And you'll write that down, and it may seem that it's way beyond your experience. I was 45 years old when my morning pages told me I was going to start writing songs. And I thought, oh, come on, I'm 45 years old. If I were musical, I would know it. Well, I'm now 68 years old, and I've been musical since I was 45, and the pages told me to try writing songs.
Fantastic. So they begin to write themselves. Now, I want to have time for everything, and I want to be sure that we know the second tool, because you said there were 2 tools. That was one of them.
All right, the second tool is something called an artist date, and it looks frivolous. If I tell people to do morning pages that their work, people will go, I think I'll try it. But if I tell them, now I want you to go out once a week and do some pre-planned fun, people will say, fun? I don't see what that has to do with creativity. But in fact, artist dates give people a greater sense of benevolence. Many times people report back to me that when they did their artist dates, they sensed a conscious contact with what you might want to call the higher power, or some people call it the muse. They find themselves feeling connected. So the 2 tools that I knew about were artist dates and morning pages. And then I had a third tool, which was exercise. And when I wrote The Artist's Way, I did not realize how important it was. But now I've been teaching 30 years, and I know that if you just get out for a walk twice a week, you will have breakthroughs.
You know, you're confirming so many things in my own life. I'm a free walker. There are 1,200 people in the great state of New Jersey where I live that are. And next week we leave for London, and we're going to Exmoor, and we're going to be walking 100 miles. And I guarantee you, it's amazing. But I have to tell you that it has to do with your book too, Julia, because We would not call ourselves artists. In fact, there was a talent show yesterday in a place where I facilitate kids who lost their parents. And most of the adults said they had no talent. But the kids, they all said they had great talent. And they ran up to the stage, and one of them just did what you would call the morning pages. They just did a train of consciousness discussion. He just spoke. He was about 5 years old. It was the most entertaining performance art we had ever seen. And that was kind of what you're telling us to do, come to life. So the fact that we can never say, oh, I'm the greatest drummer or I can draw, is meaningless. The meaning of It's Never Too Late to Begin Again, written by you, a beautiful book, and many, many of all of, I would say most of my listeners know The Artist's Way, one of the most breakthrough personal achievement books, I think, in history now. Just clarifies for us that this is really something that works. And it works for the average guy, not for Picasso. When we come back, I want to talk to Julia about some other things. The things like volunteerism we just talked about for a moment, joining groups, but mostly why all of a sudden we so much need to be connected, and how a book like It's Never Too Late to Begin Again, Discovering Creativity and Meaning in Midlife and Beyond, can keep us connected, alive, enjoying in ways that really we couldn't identify when we were younger. Or I might say perhaps we didn't need to identify when we were younger. Don't you go anywhere. You're going to enjoy what Julia has to say.
Eric, you may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me not even a bit, because I am happy and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da. Da-da-da.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-352-3719. That's 1-800-352-3719.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. I'm not going to take a lot of time with anything but going right back to Julia Cameron. You should all know her, and if you don't, I'm going to ask her for her website once again in a moment. But after writing 40 books, one of them, The Artist's Way, and I can remember seeing that book for the first time ever, more than a decade ago. It's a breakthrough in what I guess they used to call the self-actualization movement. I don't even know what they call it today because we're all doing it. Her latest book is It's Never Too Late to Begin Again, Discovering Creativity and Meaning at Midlife and Beyond. So, Julia, just give us your website once again where they'll see all the 40 books and everything else you do.
Okay, it's called JuliaCameronLive.com.
C-A-M-E-R-N.
That's right.
And, you know, before the break, you had mentioned the tools. One of the tools of the Artist's Way is getting down your thoughts in the morning, and they begin to think for you and inspire you. The second one is making what you call the artist's date, a date to have fun. Just give us one example of that before we go a little bit deeper into why this is so important as in midlife and beyond.
Well, an artist's date can be something very simple, just enchanting. So I might say, okay, go to a children's bookstore, or okay, go to a floral shop, or okay, go to a pet store, or okay, do something a little more overtly artistic and go to a concert. It doesn't have to be high art. It just needs to be enchanting to you yourself.
You know, as I was mentioning, we had a talent show for the kids who, of good grief, these are kids who lost their parents early in life, as I did. And they asked me, what was my talent? And I said, I am the greatest spectator in the world. And I have to tell you, that's a talent. I have that, and you know, I exercise it. I go to a lot of shows, a lot of concerts. I go to the opening of an envelope. My kids make a joke. But I just go and know it pays to go and to enjoy. And that brings out creativity. But I want to relate it now to the new book, It's Never Too Late to Begin Again. Why is this so important in terms of getting back your creativity or finding your creativity in midlife and beyond?
Well, I've been teaching for 30 years. And what I have found during the teaching is that my most poignant students are students that are at retirement, because they all have the same question, which is, what do I do next? I defined myself by work and by my work colleagues, and now suddenly, what do I do? Nothing? And we say, no, you do something. And the tools of this book will help you to discover just what that something is. And so the tools are, you have morning pages, you have artist dates, you have walks, and then you have a fourth tool, which is called the memoir. And sometimes people think, oh my God, Julia, I can't write my life story. My life was so boring. And I say, now just try to answer 10 little questions each week. And as you answer these questions, you're going to find yourself exploring your memoir and discovering that your life was, in fact, very interesting. And this gives you a legacy to pass on to your children and grandchildren. They have questions that only you have the answers to.
And, you know, they want to hear it. And it's very difficult, maybe, to believe that particularly your grandchildren want to hear it. Sometimes the kids, they take their hands, they put it over their ears, particularly if you want to talk about legacy and your own demise. You can forget that. They don't want to listen to it. But grandkids, they're fascinated by so many things. And they go back to years, like what happened in the 50s and the 60s, that we remember as if it was yesterday, and they really and truly want to know about it. In fact, they're learning about it in school. So it's a great thing to rediscover yourself and have your family discover you. But there's another thing that you talk about, and that is related to going to the pet store and so on, and that is instilling a sense of wonder. We tend to feel that that's only for the very young, but you surely don't live it, and you surely don't believe that, Julia. So will this enliven our sense of wonder if we do some of these things?
Yes. I think that what happens when you work with this book is that you fall in love, but you're falling in love with yourself. So I think that as you work with the tools, you experience a sense of wonder and enchantment. As you go back and you remember things that interested you and enchanted you as a child, or you remember the dreams that you had as an adolescent. And what happens is you're playing an enormous game of sleuth. You're looking for cues and clues as to what it is you might really enjoy doing in retirement. And you might find, for example, that when you were young, you practiced a musical instrument, and then you set it aside, and now here you are in retirement thinking, maybe I could learn to play the piano.
You know, I have, of course, a lot of friends who are retired all around me. I think I may be the only one left that's actually working and working full time. And I see how it's played out for them, and this is why I think this concept is so important. I will admit to you that most of my friends have the means. They have money. And you would think that life would be a bed of roses. Well, of course, it's never for any of us. We all have challenges, which we talk about on our Generation Bold show all the time. But even without those challenges, I see them doing things like taking Italian lessons, going on group tours, being grandparents. It all sounds wonderful and all sounds great. But there seems to be a spark that is just under the surface, that can't get above the surface, that they're all striving to achieve. And it's never too late to begin again. Discovering creativity and meaning at midlife and beyond could just be that one push that would make the difference. So I know this is taking off, Julia. Tell everybody one more time what the website is, because there's a lot more than this, just this one book, to The Artist's Way and what you've contributed to everybody. Give us that website once again.
Okay, the website one more time is juliacameronlive.com. And again, I think it's a sort of a treasure trove of tools and books and explorations. So I'm hoping that people will take a peek at it and be moved to explore further.
And I know they will. And thank you so much for being with us, Julia.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Eric, you may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da, da-da-da.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new law that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
BizTalkRadio.com.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg with a very, very special segment. It's going to be on two shows, our wonderful Ronald Gelock Retirement Power Hour show on WVNJ, heard in the great states of New Jersey and the great state of New York, and a little bit in Connecticut, too. But also on my usual show, Generation Bold, which is heard in 38 states throughout the United States. And why this is so important is that I'm here with the man himself, Ronald Gelock, of the Ronald Gelock Retirement Power Hour. He's going to explain something to us that I think all my listeners need to know throughout the country, what they should look for and how you've constructed your practice to meet the needs of the person who's going into retirement pre and post, starting with this idea of what happens if something happens to your planner.
Yeah, Adrian, you really bring up a great point, because I know you have been asked this question, and I know I've been asked this question, which is, what do I do if something happens to you? I really enjoy working with you, but what would happen? And I keep reminding clients and prospective clients that we take a team approach to financial planning. So what does that mean? We spend hours and hours and hours doing case preparation and preparing for client review meetings. And when I say we, this is planners that are on our team, some of whom are in their 30s, 40s, 50s, or 60s. So we have planners of all ages working with us. We have planners with different skill sets. So one planner working with us is an estate planning attorney. And Adrian's background, in addition to being a planner, is as a elder law attorney. And my background was as a tax attorney. And then we have somebody who has got advanced knowledge of the ins and outs of how the Social Security system works. And then there's another person on the team who knows anything and everything about insurance inside and out as a CLU or a chartered life underwriter designation, chartered financial consultant designation. So there's no shortage of expertise. We're not a one-man band, and we're not an institution where you get a different 25-year-old on the phone every time you call. And that's nothing to say about disparaging about 25-year-olds, because I have a 25-year-old daughter. But I think you get the message.
Yeah, I know, Ronna. And the fact is that I do disparage sometimes. I call it the broker du jour. You never know who you're going to get. So there is this middle road that I wanted listeners to know about, where you have real private wealth management with people you know, with names you know, with no rotation, but it isn't just one person that you're relying on. Now, I want to ask a different type of question, and that is, people do get confused by designations. What is a CFP? What is a broker? What's a financial planner? What is an RIA? Can you explain some of the what's really important to know when you're working with somebody who's guiding you?
Absolutely, Adrian. I don't think it's so critically important that, you know, one person's designation is a JD or Juris Doctor, or somebody else's designation is a chartered financial consultant, or somebody else's designation is a certified financial planner. What you're really looking for is a team with a wealth of experience and background that has the know-how to guide you into and through your retirement. So just because somebody passed a test and got a designation, doesn't mean they know what they're doing. So we kind of, in putting together our plans, and what I like, Adrian, is we're not bound by geography. What do I mean by that? People will sometimes say, Ron, do you have clients in North Carolina or Florida or Utah or Virginia? And the answer is yes. So what do we do if you're not local to our office in Parsippany, New Jersey? Guess what? We can meet over the internet. We can meet via Skype, via GoToMeeting, and we can have a face-to-face meeting while being in different states. But I think what people are looking for is know-how. They want to know that they've got a team that can help them.
Now, there's another thing, and we love it because Ronald Gerlach & Associates, which you can find at ronaldgerlachandassociates.com, or you can call up and find out exactly how to have one of the teleconference meetings or Skype meetings. And, of course, if you're local to us, come to one of the wonderful live events. I'll give you a phone number for that. It's very simple, toll-free for anybody that's listening. 844-WE-RETIRE. 844-WE-RETIRE. That's 844-937-3847. 937-3847. But let me tell you, the other part of Ronald Gerlach & Associates, say, logo or slogan, other than know-how, is trust. So there is a new law coming up, or new regulations, I should say, where many kinds of planners have to disclose more about their own fees and about the way they've worked and how they've chosen suggestions for you. But there was a type, and there is a type, of person who is an advisor called an RIA. It always had to do that or similar to that and had this higher standard. So could you explain, Ron, what is an RIA and what is the difference between using an RIA for retirement planning and a different kind of designated advice?
I'm so glad you brought this up, Adrian, because people just don't know. They think that financial advice sometimes is a commodity and that that advisors are being held to the same standard of care. When you are a registered investment advisor or an investment advisor representative of a registered investment advisory firm, what it means is that you have a fiduciary duty to the client to do the right thing, to do what's in the best interests of the client. And that's a duty that is similar to the legal duty that a trustee of a trust has to trust beneficiaries or that an attorney has to his or her client. Now, here's the thing that people don't know is that for decades, the brokerage industry has been fighting against the mutual fund industry as well, fighting against the imposition of the fiduciary standard onto all financial advisors. They currently operate under something called the suitability standard. And what exactly does that mean? It means that, let's say, for example, it would be suitable for you to have a bond fund in your investment portfolio. Well, under the suitability standard, the firm or the advisor can recommend any bond fund, including a bond fund that the firm has an ownership interest in, or the firm has what's called a revenue sharing agreement, where in addition to commissions, the firm gets paid additional compensation for pushing certain fund families. And so the government, the Department of Labor specifically, in recognition of this problem of advisors not acting in the best interests of the client, has passed a new regulation. It doesn't go into effect until next year, but the new regulation would basically say that all financial advisors who handle retirement accounts like IRAs, 401ks, would need to follow the fiduciary standard. And for us, we kind of yawn a little bit because we've been following the fiduciary standard for years when it comes to investments that are placed in retirement accounts or non-retirement accounts. But so now there's expected to be a massive legal battle as the industry, or I hate to say it, the people who don't want to do the right thing, try to challenge this this regulation in the courts.
You know, for us it's extremely topical, but I still see that most of the people who come in have never heard of this issue. They don't know about the issue, and they don't know that their existing fiduciaries, so to speak, in their own mind, may not be fiduciaries at all. So I want everybody to know, as I always mention on our Generation Bold show, remind you that we are speaking with Ronald Gielak. He is one of the, I say leading, and I believe leading, because he's somebody who I've been observing for a very long time and what he does for clients, in the area of retirement, post-retirement, pre-retirement planning, but he's also an author. So for those of you who know who Ronald Gielak is, well, you're very fortunate to have seen him on television, heard him on his own radio shows. But for those who don't, he has a recent book called Fear Factor, False Evidence Affecting Your Retirement. And although it is on Amazon, and it's a great seller on Amazon, we're going to talk about it in the next part of our show, and we'll get a little bit, take a deeper dive into the philosophy of somebody who is a retirement planner, as opposed to somebody who is making you accumulate wealth while you're younger and still working. And when that job is done well, it allows you to get out there, and as I always say at the end, and I will again, and really make it happen.
For my age, da-da-da-da.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068, 800-957-6068, that's 800-957-6068.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg. So we are here with Ronald Gelock, who is the head honcho, the founder of Ronald Gelock & Associates, of his latest book, Fear Factor, 15 Minutes to Your Ideal Retirement. And that chapter was on being blindsided. One of the things that blindsides us, Ron, and you probably do more to create awareness in this area than anyone else in the financial area, is taxes. People don't like to think about it. They get bored by it when you talk about it on the air, and they don't understand it, and they get angry, and it's emotional. But you really make a point in Fear Factor about taxes. Why is this such a focus for you, and how do you see it playing out in the life of people who may not be in the so-called 1%?
Well, you know, Adrienne, one thing I will always say to prospective clients of our firm is that we're not for everybody. And if our philosophy lines up with yours, we might be a good fit for one another. But if it doesn't, then we know right away we're not a good fit. So our philosophy is that if you've worked a lifetime to accumulate a meaningful amount of money and assets, and the purpose of those assets, number one, is for you to live a secure and happy and fulfilled retirement, but number two, when you pass from this life to the next, what's left over should go to benefit the people you love and care about, your children and your grandchildren. Now, if you think it's your patriotic duty to pay as much tax as possible because the government is in debt, well, then you're probably not a good fit for us. So we want to look at what people don't know about the tax issues that affect them.
You know, the fact is that people do estate planning and they're very worried about the estate tax. Now, people listening to us from New Jersey know that that's a very big issue in our state. In fact, many people, and this is a real generation bold issue, want to move from states that they love, only because of the taxes. But most of us don't realize the income tax implications for our heirs in doing the estate planning. And that's why in Fear Factor, I know there's a whole several chapters in the book about growing a tax, how you're growing a tax. You may be growing an estate tax, an income tax, and in some states, like New Jersey, even an inheritance tax. That's a big, big deal. So Ron has been very generous. If you want to know more about his company and what it does, just go to ronaldgelock.com. And that's spelled G-E-L-O-K, ronaldgelock.com. But he's been very generous. If you would like to get a copy of the latest book downloaded for you, if you'd like to know more about when the live events are, or if you would like to participate in webinars that he's created online, or speak to even somebody in the office, there's a phone number for you on that. We give a phone number for all of our guests, and this is 844-937-3847, 844-937-3847, which is 844-WE-RETIRE. And, of course, for those of you listening on WVNJ, you're very close geographically to the offices. For those of you listening in Florida, particularly my good friends that have been writing to me from Clearwater, there's an office that Ron Gielick has in the great state of Florida. So there's physical offices, there's teleconference offices. It's the brave new world of getting your finances together. Now, I want to go back to taxes, though, because it's really throughout fear factor, false evidence affecting your retirement. And one of those false evidences that you write about in several chapters is that the 401k or other kind of tax deferral is the way to go. And then we see that when people have to distribute the money, they get a shock. Can you go into that a bit?
Well, sure, Adrienne. I mean, we're all told that when we're younger, we should just sock away as much money as we absolutely can in employer-sponsored plans and IRAs, 401ks, 403bs, 457 plans because, gee, you know, presto chango, when we retire, theoretically, we'll be in a much lower tax bracket. But in the real world, it does not work out that way for most people in the sense that if you think about it, when you retire, you don't have deductions anymore for dependent children. You don't have deductions anymore for mortgage interest if you paid off your house. And so at the very time you're losing your deductions, your income can go up because of the forced distributions that are mandated by law that have to come out of a retirement account at age 70 and a half. So I've made the comment that too much tax deferral is like a pact with the devil. I've referred to retirement accounts as tax-infested retirement accounts because if you think about it, if you want to find out how much of your retirement account really belongs to you, just go take it out all at once. Now, I'm not saying really do that, but if you did, you'd find that bump yourself up to a 39.6% federal income tax rate if you live in a state that has state income taxes, like New Jersey. You could bump yourself up to a tax rate in excess of 8%. And even if you're in a state that has no income tax on a state level, if your income is above a certain level, you could also be triggering the extra 3.8% Medicare surtax that funds the Obamacare program. So what we want to do with clients is do something we call distribution planning.
And, you know, this is something that's very, very much neglected. We're used to, in this country, saying we'd like to be a millionaire. In other words, we come up with a number in our mind that we think is rich. I mean, that's just the way we are. That's our culture. And if somebody is a millionaire, then it's not good enough. They want to be a multimillionaire. And this keeps going on and on. We do not think about the function of the money in that bottom line. How much really does belong to us? We say, oh, our home is worth $600,000, but then we remember it has a mortgage. So, we wonder also, is this something that we need to live on? Is it discretionary money where we can travel and do all the great things for successful aging? Or is it something we want to leave as a legacy or give to a charity for our posterity? We forget about the function of money. We only think about the bottom line. This is a very, very big deal. And it doesn't affect the elders as much as it affects the youngers because they don't realize the importance of really understanding what their money is for as opposed to how much they actually have. And they may even trade in, let's say, a wonderful job with great benefits for a salary that pays them $1,000 or $2,000 a year more. They don't see it. They don't get the total picture. So, Ron, we want to thank you so much for being on our show, Generation Bold Show, and allowing us to use this segment on your show, the Ronald Gieluk Retirement Power Hour, to inform everybody in the country about what they should be looking for. It's really been a thrill to do this dual segment with you. It's a lot of fun. I hope you had fun, too. I will say to everybody, get out there, kids, and make it happen.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.